Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace. Today is Friday of the first week in ordinary time, January 13th, 2023, the feast of St. Hilary, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. Be thou our vision. It's a beautiful song. And a people without a vision perish. So that's a good reason why we need to pray for America. We need to pray for America. To pray for our Holy Catholic Church. Gracious and loving God, you call us to be stewards of your abundance, the caretakers of all you have entrusted to us. Help us to always use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. Send the Holy Spirit to work through us, bringing your message to those we serve. Stewards of God's grace, have unlimited resources to manage on behalf of Jesus Christ, like St. Paul and St. Stephen. When full of grace, we are in a better position to allocate its riches. God gives his children grace to dispense to needy hearts. Though retired into the remote parts of a desert, St. Anthony of the Desert often experienced the fiercest attacks of the devils. They would appear to him under a thousand frightful forms. The saint laughed at their impotence and put them to flight, simply contented himself with making the sign of the cross, saying to his disciples, "Believe me, Satan fears prayer and humility and the love of Jesus Christ. The mere sign of the cross suffices to banish him." St. Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison. Dumping out the poison, St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. So let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me to do your will. O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know.
Daily readings of the Catholic Church, January 13th. Reading 1. Children, it is the last hour. And just as you heard that the Antichrist was coming, so now many Antichrists have appeared. Thus we know this is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really of our number. If they had been, they would have remained with us. Their desertion shows that none of them was of our number. But you have the anointing that comes from the Holy One, and you all have knowledge. I write to you, not because you do not know the truth, but because you do, and because every lie is alien to the truth. Who is the liar? Whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ, whoever denies the Father and the Son, this is the Antichrist. Anyone who denies the Son does not have the Father, but whoever confesses the Son has the Father as well. Let what you heard from the beginning remain in you. If what you heard from the beginning remains in you, then you will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that is made, that He made us eternal life. Responsorial Psalm. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The scepter of your power the Lord will stretch forth from Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. Yours is princely power in the day of your birth in holy splendor. Before the day star, like the dew, I have begotten you. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The Lord has sworn, and He will not repent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. Gospel according to Saint Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see the good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. But I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And today is the feast of St. Hilary, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. St. Hilary said, "However great a sinner may have been, if he shows himself devout to Mary, he will never perish." Beloved, being very eager to write to you of our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. St. Jude. St. Hilary was born at Poitiers, France. Modern-day Western France, around 310 AD. Much of the Roman world at the time was pagan, and St. Hilary was raised by pagan parents who ensured the best education, becoming a Greek scholar. Hilary would be about 15 years old when the Great Council of Nicaea, 325 AD, took place. It officially condemned the teaching of the heretic Arius of Alexandria, Egypt, which denied the divinity of Jesus. This would eventually become very important to Hilary. Hilary's interest in philosophy kept him searching for truth. As a pagan, he was much like the people whom St. Paul preached to in Greece. St. Paul said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious, for as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by men, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all men life and breath and everything. Hillary would forsake his Platonic background once he had been exposed to the Catholic faith. He began searching the scriptures, and upon his reading of Moses at the burning bush, was captivated on who the real God truly is. God said to Moses, "I am who am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you." Exodus chapter 3:14. Hillary said, "I was frankly amazed at such a clear definition of God, which expressed incomprehensible knowledge of the divine nature in words most suited to human intelligence." Jesus himself revealed himself to Hillary using the New Testament. Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." To Hillary, this would be life-changing. He was extremely interested in the Gospel of St. John. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Like these passages that Hillary read about in the New Testament, he and his family, his wife, Abra, and their daughter were baptized and received into the Catholic faith. It wasn't long before Hillary began to involve himself against the major heresy of the day, the Arian heresy, which denied the divinity of Christ. So successful was his defense of the Trinity and Catholic teaching that the people in the church, even while his wife was still living, when he was chosen against his will to be the bishop of Poitiers in France in 350 A.D., Hillary became a leading defender of the Catholic faith against the dreaded heresy which St. Jerome would write. The world groaned and marveled to find that it was Arian. The Emperor Constantine II ordered all the bishops of the Western Church to condemn St. Athanasius, the defender of Orthodox teaching in the Eastern Church, and Hillary refused. So loud was Hillary's voice that he became known as the Athanasius of the West. Hillary was banished by the Arians, where it was hoped the Arians would reconcile, but Hillary kept St. Jude's encouragement to contend for the faith. Hillary called for a debate with the Arian bishop, who originally had him banished. But the Arians pleaded to the emperor because they feared the outcome of such a debate. After about 4 years in exile, Hillary returned home to his people victorious. St. Hillary fought to keep the true Catholic faith alive, and he did it well. The death of Constantius in 361 ended the persecution of the Orthodox Christians. The life of St. Hillary is remembered by the Universal Catholic Church on January 13th. And what a great example he is. He is among those recognized in our Catholic Hall of Fame, the great cloud of witnesses. Hebrews chapter 4:15 says, "Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession." Saint Hilary died in 367 or 368 and was proclaimed a doctor of the Church by Pope Pius IX in 1851. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is right? But even if you do suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts reverence Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who calls you to account for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence, and keep your conscience clear, so that when you are abused, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 through 16. Father, keep us from vain strife of words. Grant to us constant profession of the truth. Preserve us in a true and undefiled faith, so that we may hold fast to that which we professed when we were baptized, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we may have Thee for our Father, that we may abide in Your Son, and in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm where St. Hilary said, however great a sinner may have been, if he shows himself devout to Mary, he will never perish. Thank you, Lord, for the lives of these great saints. St. Hilary, pray for us. And remembering the words of St. Anthony of the Desert, who often experienced the fiercest attacks of the devils. They would appear to him under a thousand frightful forms. The saint laughed at their impotence, and to put them to flight, simply contented himself with making the sign of the cross. And he said to his disciples, "Believe me, Satan fears prayer and humility, and the love of Jesus Christ, the mere sign of the cross, suffices to banish him." And Saint Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered Saint Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice. He accepted the poison, and dumping out the poison, St. Patrick again blessed the cup and drank, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. St. Martin de Tours, rising from a kneeling posture, he turned his eyes towards the deceased and said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, arise and stand upon your feet." At the sound of this glorious word from the saint, the soul returned to the body, and the person that was dead opened his eyes and revived. And so may we be empowered by this great sign of faith. As we close, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How great thou art, O Lord. How great thou art.
The Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will bright. Who will bear my life to end?
Wow, what a wonderful song. I will hold your people in my heart. Really, the words of Isaiah. Send me, Lord. Send me. Here I am, Lord. Send me. And we have something greater than what Isaiah had. We have something much greater than what Isaiah had. We have something much greater. Make the Mass the center of your life. Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, divinity. He offers himself. He invites you to receive him. Body, blood, soul, divinity. Pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. And I can't help but recall Saint Hilary's words. However great a sinner may have been, if they show themselves devout to Mary, they will never perish. And the 15 promises our Lord and our Lady give to pray the rosary. Those 15 promises should be etched in all of our hearts. Because those promises, Jesus is one who can back his promises. He can back his promises. He can back his promises. When Jesus makes a promise, it is there. And it's for you. If you accept it, accept him. Jesus loves you so much. And so, if you're traveling today, be safe. Pray for America. Pray for our country. Pray for our church. Pray for Pope Francis. Pray the rosary for all the needs you have for your families, for our nation, for our Holy Church. Pray for our priests. Pray for our bishops. Pray for our families. Pray for our children. Pray for our children that the gospel, that the Catholic Church teachings be implanted in the hearts of the faithful. So that as St. Jude would that we would follow St. Jude to contend for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. That's us. We have been given this great faith, handed down by the blood of the martyrs, by the faithful adherents of our holy faith. But God bless you all. Good day.